Number 130. The Pageant. Lisa was an artist who specialized in capturing panoramic views. She had also studied paleontology and enjoyed reading about the Paleolithic era, but she always wanted to be involved with something more palpable and had not picked up her palette in months. The first thing she noticed when she arrived at Steve's for the pageant was a large pantechnicon parked next to the palings outside. Nearby were several bricks on a pallet, since he was having an extension built. The house was nothing short of palatial, but she was most surprised by the palmy gardens. The columns made the house look like the Pantheon, and the panorama from the middle of the garden was amazing. If she had been a poet, she would have written a panegyric on a palimpsest about the house. She knew Steve pampered himself and did everything with panache. He even illegally kept a panther as a pet. Her paltry month's wages would barely pay for a pane of glass in this house. Lisa knew her face was pallid, her heart was palpitating, and her palms were sweating. She also felt pangs in her stomach and pancreas. The last time she had felt this sick was during a pandemic in Africa. That time there had been pandemonium and panic because the causes were unknown. The village elders had produced pamphlets that pandered to people's fear by telling them it was spread by any type of physical contact and that the usual panaceas were useless, which turned out to be wrong. A panel of doctors had been assembled, which produced some palliative drugs. The problem was that these did not cure the disease, but merely palliated it. The drugs also had to be heated up and dissolved before use, but the villagers had no pans, which created more problems. The Americans had sent soldiers in to control the situation, and she had sought counsel with the chaplain, Padre Peter. He tried to lift the villagers' spirits with various paeans, but the villagers were pagan and uninterested. The chaplain's painstaking efforts to raise people's spirits did pay off eventually, although for much of the time he was simply paltering. At least there were palatable painkillers available for her pain this time, although she could not swallow easily because it hurt when anything touched her palate. On top of her illness, the pageant had begun to pall on her, so she left before it was over, very happy that she no longer had to listen to all the palaver.